The South Coast environmental community got an early Earth Day present this week. An oil platform off the Santa Barbara County coastline, which had been a controversial issue for decades, is going to be removed. On top of that, it can't legally be replaced. Financially troubled Venoco has filed for bankruptcy and will shut down or sell all of its operations. It's turning over its platform hauling off of Goleta as well as the Elwood Pier to the state, which will oversee their removal.
The State Lands Commission is committed to ensuring that the safety and security of the platform and the piers, and will then proceed to plug and abandon the 32 wells that are a part of Platform Holly. The commission will develop a decommissioning plan for the ultimate decommissioning of the facilities and the removal of the facilities.
Jennifer Lucchesi is executive officer of the State Lands Commission. The commission is the state agency which will oversee removal of the half-century-old platform as well as the other facilities. She says the company gave them a heads up a few weeks ago that bankruptcy was in the works.
They informally notified us of their financial condition. Last week, they sent us a formal notice that they were no longer able to meet their lease obligations, that they were anticipating filing for bankruptcy and planning to quitclaim the leases. We were not 100% sure all of that was going to happen until we received the quitclaim documents.
The news has triggered celebration in the environmental community, especially among those who fought oil development on the central and south coasts.
We're absolutely thrilled. We've been waiting for this for a long time, going back to the 1980s when we and our clients first were fighting ARCO's plans to expand oil production from Platform Holly, and then Mobil, and then Venoco, and we've had the risk of oil spills and gas leaks. We're absolutely relieved and thrilled that these facilities are going to be removed.
Linda Kropp is chief counsel for the Environmental Defense Center. She says not only will the facilities be removed, under state law, they can't be replaced.
These offshore leases, once they are quitclaimed, they become part of the California Coastal Sanctuaries, and they cannot be released in the future. So it's very significant.
The big concern was the potential for a major oil spill like the one which occurred in the Santa Barbara Channel in 1969. Despite those fears, there have been no major problems with Holly in recent years. But it was an onshore oil spill which is helping to bring about the platform's demise. Platform Holly has been idle for nearly 2 years since a massive onshore pipeline rupture and oil spill at Refugio State Beach made it impossible to move oil from the platform. That pipeline remains closed, and Venoco was unable to get approval for alternative means to move oil from Holly out of the region. The idle platform added to the already precarious financial position for the company. State officials talk about the nuts and bolts of what happens next.
We have entered into a temporary services agreement with Venoco so that their staff remains on the platform for at least a month or two to ensure that the facilities are secured. It will also give the State Lands Commission time to pursue the bidding and contracting process to hire a project manager to assist the commission in plugging and abandoning the wells and developing a decommissioning plan and then implementing that.
Jennifer Lucchesi, the executive officer of the State Lands Commission, says removal of the facilities is a complex process and will take a few years.
If everything goes perfectly, it can take approximately 3 years for full removal, but that is highly dependent on available funding, the environmental review process, and the availability of the equipment needed to decommission and remove the facilities.
Venoco still has other facilities in the region, including two platforms in federal waters off the coast of Carpinteria, Gale and Grace. There's also an onshore facility in Carpinteria. The company is planning to sell those still active facilities as part of its liquidation. While environmentalists are celebrating, it's bad news for Venoco's employees who will lose their jobs. A spokesman for the company says as they wind down operations, they're hoping some of the employees will be hired along with the assets which are sold. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.